Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's your morning mess, Joey boy.
Hi, it's Anise.
And it's Gina with a J.
All right, all in favor to help Lizette get revenge on her hubby, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Lizette, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning.
Are we ready for this?
Oh, we are way ready for this.
Okay, I can't wait, because all we know, you got embarrassed at a Cardinal game. I am bird gang, so how is your husband tripping? What happened?
Okay, so my husband, Kevin, generally an amazing guy, but sometimes he drinks a little bit too much, and we were at the Cardinals game. We were tailgating, having a blast. Mm-hmm. I invited some coworkers who happened to be Chiefs fans and had on a Chiefs hat. So it started out all friendly, and the more Kevin drank...
Wait, so some of your friends were Chiefs fan and went to a Cardinal tailgating party?
You know, it happens. They were just there to have a good time.
Okay.
And
are they allowed? They're allowed, but...
But it might be frowned upon.
Yeah.
Kevin, first of all, Kevin got sloppy. His pants were falling down sloppy. Like,
wow. Sounds like the Cardinals on that game. Okay.
Mortified. Like, this is beyond, like, a silly, you know, team rivalry. This is, like, embarrassing me in front of people that I work with. Kevin needs to go down.
So you say he has to go down, but why?
He was talking.
Okay?
Oh! But he just spell it out for you. He's name-calling. He was acting like a little tyrannical seven-year-old.
So is this during the game, or is it during the tailgating party?
All of it.
All of it.
A to Z.
Okay. Yes. Did he get more madder with the beating that we took from the Chiefs?
And the beating made everything worse. He flicked my coworker's hat off his head.
Who was a Chiefs fan?
Does that mean something?
Yes. My coworker was so chill about it. Thank God. He was a good sport. He was a good sport.
Right. But your hubby basically embarrassed you in front of all your coworkers and friends.
Mortified.
I'm sorry, I'm so quiet because I'm like slowly translating in my mind how all of this makes sense to me. But I guess it's like if somebody said something bad about Beyonce at Charlie's.
Right.
Okay. There you go. Okay.
Say you had a formation hat on and someone flicked your formation hat on.
Oh, girl, I would ask you to come right over here right now. You go to the corner and get ready for this.
Okay, so now he's up to speed. Lizette, are you ready to get your man back on the air?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, let's put 310 seconds on our show clock for Lizette to get your man and coax your man to baby talking to you live on the air, okay?
Okay.
Have you guys baby talked before in your relationship? Is it part of the relationship?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Do you mind if we eavesdrop?
Please.
So make sure you text all the Chiefs fans and the hell with it. Text the Cardinal fans as well. We're going to do this cupcake call and get Lizette's husband, Kevin, live on the air with a cupcake call up next with your morning mess.
Uh-huh. It's time for cupcake calls with the morning mess.
You're my honey bun sugar pop, humpy, humpy, humpy. You're my sweetie pie, pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you? Oh, do you?
Okay, so we're back with a cupcake call. We talked to Lizette, who's the Cardinal... tailgating party didn't go to plan. Her husband was there. He got a little too much to drink. Unfortunately for Lizette, her coworkers and friends are Chiefs fans. And Lizette, Kevin started getting real aggro with your friends.
Oh, my God.
True. It's all true what you said.
He got really drunk and maybe flipped some hats over from your friends and was obnoxious. And he embarrassed you.
He mortified me.
And now you've told us everything you deserve to get payback on him, and this is what we're going to do for you, honey. We're going to help you seek revenge by getting him on the line to do a cupcake call. You've got, what is it, 360 seconds to get him
Sure, why not? Let's do that.
Okay. 360 seconds to get your man to baby talk without him knowing he's live on the radio. When things get weird, we'll jump right in. You ready, girl?
Yeah, I'm ready. I got my whole office listening. Oh. I got my coworker right here.
Okay.
Oh, yes, honey.
She's ready.
Going down.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, babe, it's me. What are you doing?
Just to work, you know, just getting it done.
Yeah, I'm not really having a great day.
Tell me what happened. What's going on?
Well, I went to go get gas this morning, and I left my credit card at the counter. My credit card is now stolen, but not before they charged up, like, $1,000 on it, so I had to cancel and go through all that. And then I get to work, and, you know, today was my big presentation, and I give my presentation that I've been working on for 2 months. And Bruce calls me into the office and rings me in front of everyone, I'm having the worst day. And I don't even have a way to buy lunch.
Hey, babe, I am so sorry. Can I call you after lunch or something? I'm really slammed right now. I got people in my office right now. It's really not a good time.
Are you kidding me? Seriously? Babe, do I ever do this? I need you right now, and you're putting that in front of me?
I'm not trying. Look, I want to make you feel better, seriously. But
then do it.
I don't know if I can get out.
Man up. I need you. I don't even hear, like, any love in your voice right now. Like...
No, I'm just kind of in work mode. I'm sorry.
Then excuse yourself and you go make this happen. Come on.
All right, hold on. Let me get out. Hold on. Let me walk over here.
I want to hear you sing my song, and I want you to be nice to me. Talk to me like you always talk to me at home, like you love me.
Oh, I do love you, honey. I'm sorry you lost your card.
I want to hear it in your voice.
Oh, baby, I'm so sorry. Oh, does that make you feel better? But I feel so bad for you, honey. You know that.
I want you to sing my song.
Oh, okay, I'll sing your song for you, okay? That make you feel better. When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off your feet. When your mouth still remembers the taste of my love, and darling, I'll... be like when we're 70, and baby, my heart will still be like 20.
Baby, take me into your loving arms.
Oh my God! What
kiss me right on. Oh my God,
Kevin.
Yeah.
Hi, it's the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. We have to let you know you're live on the radio right now.
Oh my God.
And we gotta let you know you've just been cupcake caught.
Oh my God, this is insane.
Yeah, we heard you got pretty intoxicated at a tailgate party and you embarrassed your wifey, so this is her revenge, just a little bit.
Entire office is
what?
You, Kevin.
This was great.
Hey Kevin!
Yeah.
So baby now.
Oh my God, you guys.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.